Ed Castro. I live in Bristol on Oliver Street, and we have gardens here that we open to various garden clubs for tours and lectures. And we've been doing this now for 50 years, and we've used our gardens as teaching gardens for children and first graders at some of the local public schools. And a lot of the Portuguese influence in this garden came from her father, Luis Oliveira. He was the gardener, and he came here and he started all these gardens. I was born and raised in Bristol, so I've lived here all my life. My wife, Rachel, was born in the Azores, and she came to this country when she was 10 years old with her mother and father and her brother. There's a large Portuguese community in Bristol, and there's interest. So when they come here, it's interesting that they can see some of the crops that their parents and grandparents may have been growing in the Azores. So I keep it going because I feel that it's nice to share the knowledge of these things with other people that have an interest rather than just keep it to yourself and not share it with people. If my father-in-law was still here, he'd still be doing it with me. He was my shadow when I was in the garden. He was with me all the time. He learned from me and I learned from him. Calla lilies, in Portuguese it's called Sprintina. My mother-in-law had many calla lilies in the Azores. So I always plant this here, and now that she's gone, I really plant these in memory of her because it's a beautiful flower. One of the most interesting things that I think I can talk about today that grows in the Azores, and my father-in-law was very big on this, it's called broom corn. He used to grow corn that would grow about 15 feet tall, no corn cobs, but a corn stalk, and he grow it for the tassel. And these are the tassels of the corn stalk, and then once they're nice and dry, we pull all the seeds off, and he ends up making a broom like this one on the end. He'll take six or eight of those stalks, tie them together, and that becomes a broom. Now that one has been in use for maybe 30 years, and you can see there's very little wear on it. They last forever. That's Rachel's broom that she uses to sweep the driveway. My father-in-law never went to any school or any educational institution to learn gardening. He learned it all by being in the fields in the Azores and picking it up right on the job. He just passed away, let's say, 5 years ago.
6 years ago.
6 years ago. So we were probably gardening together a good 50 years.
Ed and I, we've been married 50 years. We met here in Bristol, in the school.
Yeah, we were teenagers.
No, we were just kids. And I was working in the lunchroom. I have to say that. You don't like it, Ed, but I have to say that. I was working in the lunchroom, okay. At that time, they chose one person to give out, you know, a little piece of bread to go with your meal. Well, that day, I happened to be the one to choose. You just stand there as the line comes by. And, of course, he comes by, okay? And he would just fool around like this with the money. As he's trying to tell me that he likes me, okay? And that's how it all began. It all began that way. And then we would pass ourselves in the hall and go, just to notice him. When we were first married, my father, who lived downstairs and we lived upstairs, he would say, "Your husband never comes downstairs to see what I'm doing." He was just a kid. 21 years old or whatever. He had no interest in gardening. None whatsoever, okay? Then we had children. We had boys. And maybe after 10 years or so, then he started coming back to the garden. He started learning and paying attention to my dad. Dad and Ed were two peas in a pod. We were very, very close.
Yeah, and by me picking up the slack now, Rachel gets to see that I'm doing some of the things that her dad would have done, whether it's in the spring or in the fall or when it's time to cover the fig tree. He was always there covering the fig tree. Well, now I'm there covering the fig tree.